们唱这一首诗歌的时候，每一节都有求主与我同住。
When we sing this hymn, that every verse tells that we should remain in our Lord.
我想我们有一句话就是以马内利。
Then one word will summarize it, Emmanuel.
主与我们同住。
God is with us.
我们实在需要主的同住。
We do need the abidance of our Lord.
我们也需要住在主的里面。
We need to dwell in Him.
这是每一个信耶稣人的生命。
And this is the life of every Christian.
这也是每一个基督徒的生活。
And it's the daily life of us Christians.
好不好？我们一同说以马内利。
Can we say the name Emmanuel together?
以马内利。奉耶稣祝福。我们的聚会。
May God bless our worship here today.
我们继续的仍然看路加福音第十三章。
Let's continue to read from Luke chapter 13.
我们已经前一个月读过了。
We have read this last month.
但是前一个月只讲五节。
But we only talk about five verses then.
所以今天我要继续的讲第六节到第九节。
So today I want to continue to speak on verse 6 to verse 9.
我想讲的时候我觉得实在是不配。
And when I want to share about this, I felt that I'm really unworthy.
所以对这一个比喻我就用一个字，我是说明这一个比喻。
So I want to use the one word that I want to explain this parable.
一般我们都是我要解注释这一个比喻。
And many times I would expose this particular parable.
但是我觉得我还是不配，就说说明而已。
So I felt that I'm not worthy of that, so I'm just going to explain this parable.
所以我们一起看路加福音第十三章。
So let's read Luke chapter 13 together.
我们就从第一节读到第九节。
We'll read from verse 1 to verse 9.
有中文圣经就用中文读，有英文圣经就用英文读。
We can read it in both Chinese and English together.
正当那时，有人将比拉多使加利利人的血掺杂在他们祭物中的事告诉耶稣。耶稣说，你们以为这些加利利人比众加利利人更有罪，所以受这害吗？我告诉你们，不是的。你们若不悔改，都要如此灭亡。从前基洛亚楼倒塌了，压死十八个人，你们以为那些人比一切住在耶路撒冷的人更有罪吗？我告诉你们，不是的。你们若不悔改，都要如此灭亡。于是用一个比喻说，一个人有一棵无花果树栽在葡萄园里，他来到树前找果子，却找不着，就对管园的说，看啊，我这三年来到这无花果树前找果子，尽找不着，把它砍了吧，何必白占地图呢？管园的说，主啊，明年节留作，等我周围区开土加上缝，以后若结果子便罢，不然再把它砍了。我们再看第六节，我再用中文读一遍。
And we'll look at verse 6. We'll first read it in Chinese.
于是用比喻说，一个人有一棵无花果树栽在葡萄园里，他来到树前找果子，却找不着，就对管园的说，看啊，我这三年来到这无花果树前找果子，竟找不着，把它砍了吧，何必白占地图呢？管园的说，主啊，今年且留着，等我周围锯开土加上缝，以后若结果子便罢，不然再把它砍了。
Verse 6, then he told this parable.
A man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he went to look for fruit on it, but did not find any. So he said to the man who took care of the vineyard, "For 3 years I have been coming to look for fruit on this fig tree and haven't found any. Cut it down. Why should it use up the soil?" "Sir," the man replied, "leave it alone for one more year, and I will dig around it and fertilize it. If it bears fruit next year, fine. If not, then cut it down."
虽然这世界的圣经是非常的简单，
even though this fourth verse is very simple，
但是我们仔细的去默想的时候，思考的时候，查考的时候，却是非常非常的丰富。
But when we study it in details and when we meditate on it, then it becomes very, very valuable to us.
所以刚开始的时候，我就想，是否我今天要求弟兄姊妹多给我半个钟头。
So then I was thinking maybe I will ask brother and sister to give me an extra half an hour.
我一般来讲，我就给弟兄姊妹带领弟兄姊妹说，你们讲最好讲20分钟。
And many times I told brother and sister, when you speak, only speak 20 minutes.
我想这个是不太好，是有冲突。
So then I think that would be a conflict.
所以我就想尽量的抓紧时间。
So I will just make good use of the time.
若是讲不完，但愿圣灵继续的向我们说话。
If I cannot finish, we hope that the Holy Spirit will continue to speak to us.
实在有时候不在乎讲的人要讲多少。
Many times not because how much the speaker want to speak.
那我们实在需要恩膏的教训。
But we need the anointment of the Holy Spirit.
我们礼拜五晚上特别的讲到什么叫做恩膏的教训。
And last Friday we were talking about what is the teaching from the anointed.
恩膏的教训也可以说是圣灵再一次借着圣经向我们内心说话。
And that is the Holy Spirit can speak one more time to us.
而这一个话乃是一个启发的话。
And this word is a word of revelation.
这一个话乃是主的话。
And it's the word of our Lord.
乃是主直接的向我们每一个人说话。
And the Lord will speak to us individually.
但愿我一面讲的时候我恳求圣灵也是把这恩膏的教训赏给我们每一个人。
And as I speak, I pray that this teaching of anointment will be speaking to us.
我仍然的还是要分成三段。
And I want to separate this into three sessions.
就是可以说我有三个重点。
I have three important points.
第一个重点就是什么叫做兆头。
And the first one, what is that sign?
或者是说是一个记号。
Or it's a mark.
或者是说表征。
Or some kind of characteristics.
第二个我就要稍微解释这一个比喻。
And then secondly, I want to explain this parable.
以后第三个就是我们从这比喻的里面到底给我们讲什么话。
And then thirdly, what is the teaching from this parable?
我们从这比喻的里面得着了什么样教训。
And what kind of teaching can we draw from this parable?
我想主耶稣讲这一个比喻的原因就是接着前面五节的圣经。
The reason Jesus talked about this parable is because the first five verses.
他更加深地告诉当时的人说你们都要悔改。
And he told the people of that generation that you are all to repent.
他说这一个比喻也是要叫每一个人人人都要悔改。
And he taught each individual to repent.
这正是像彼得后书第三章第九节所告诉我们的。
It's just like what 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 9 have told us.
我们常常有时候就想到为什么主应许说他要快来怎么还没有来。
So many times we said that the Lord is promised to come back, but why is he delaying?
所以彼得就劝勉当时的弟兄姊妹说主的应许尚未成就。
So Peter encouraged the people of his time that the promise had not been fulfilled yet.
他是有人以为是当言, 其实不是当言,
and some understand it to be slow, but actually it's not.
乃是宽容你们,
it's that his patience to give us more time.
神不愿意有一个人沉沦, 他乃是要人人都要悔改。
God does not want anyone to perish, but he wants all to repent.
或许我们说我已经信了耶稣,
or maybe we say, I already believe in Jesus Christ.
我不需要悔改,
I do not need to repent.
悔改乃是我们传福音的时候叫许多还没有信主的人叫他悔改。
Repentance for when we preach the gospel to others, we call them to repent.
在圣经的教训的里面乃是叫我们要不断的悔改。
But the Bible teaches we need to repent continuously.
乃是要天天的悔改,
to repent daily.
乃是人人都要悔改,
and everyone to repent.
现在我们就回到说, 什么是兆头?
And now we want to talk about what is the sign.
兆头也可以说是一个记号,
and it's like a mark.
兆头也可以说是一个表征,
a characteristics.
但是在这兆头的里面, 也有预言的意思。
But in this sign, there's also a prophecy.
在约翰福音常常用这一个字, 兆头, 用在神迹的上面。
And in the Gospel of John, it usually uses this word sign as in the miracle.
那意思说, 说一件事情, 后面有很多很多的意思。
With one incident, there are many meanings behind it.
所以在圣经的里面, 常常用一个表征, 讲很多的事实。
And the Bible will use the sign to talk about many facts.
特别在这一段的圣经的里面, 讲到无花果树。
And in this passage, talk about the fig tree.
圣经常常用树来代表人。
And the Bible used the tree to represent people.
我若是说周弟兄你是一棵树。
And I said, if a brother Zhou, you are a tree.
周弟兄可能想到冯弟兄的脑筋有问题。
And he might think that I may be losing my mind.
但是圣经的里面常常用树来代表人。
But the Bible used the tree to represent man.
刚刚我们读到诗篇第一篇说他好像一棵树栽在溪水旁。
And earlier we had read from Psalm that he's like a tree planted by the waters.
他是按时候结果子, 叶子也不枯干。
And he will bear fruit in season, and his leaves will not wither.
用这一棵树来代表哪个义人。
And this tree is to represent the righteous.
里面有很多很多的内容。
There's a lot of content in that.
我们是不是像一棵树栽在溪水旁。
Are we like a tree planted by the waters?
以后我们看到诗篇第52篇第8节又用树来代表他自己。
And we saw that in Psalm 52, verse 8, that again it used trees to represent man.
我想这是大卫的诗歌。
And this is a psalm from David.
他是至于我, 我好像青橄榄树。
He said, but I am like an olive tree.
他是在神殿中的青橄榄树。
It's flourishing in the house of God.
所以我远远远远的要依靠神的慈爱。
He said, I will trust in God's unfailing love forever and ever.
所以这一棵树, 乃是栽在神的殿中。
So this tree is planted in the house of God.
以后在诗篇第92篇12节到15节, 也讲到树。
And Psalm 92, verse 12 to 15 also talk about the tree.
他说, 义人发旺, 如棕树。
He said the righteous will flourish like a palm tree.
生长如利巴嫩的香柏树。
And it will grow like the cedar of Lebanon.
我们在母亲节的时候又常常愿意读诗篇128篇。
And usually on Mother's Day we like to read from Psalm 128.
在哪一个诗篇的里面128篇第3节里面把太太妻子好像什么好像葡萄树。
In that verse, in verse 3, it said the wives are like the vine.
把我们儿女当作橄榄的栽子。
And the children, it will be like the olive
tree. 所以这是圣经里面用树来代表人。
And this is what we see, the Bible used the tree to represent man.
但是树 也代表一个国家。
A tree can represent a country also.
也代表那个整个的人民。
And to represent the whole human race.
特别我们看到在旧约的圣经，用葡萄树、给无花果树、给橄榄树来代表以色列国。
And especially in the Old Testament, it used the olive tree, the fig tree, and the vine to represent the country of Israel.
所以这三种的树都可以代表以色列人。
So these three trees can represent Israel.
葡萄树可以牵了葡萄籽。
And the vine will produce the grape juice.
可以牵了葡萄酒。
And become the grape wine.
叫人可以得着了兴奋。
And then it will excite men.
可以得着了力量。
And to receive strength.
无花果树是可以做食物的。
And the fig tree can use it as food.
无花果树也可以医病。
And it can also heal.
那个西西家王生病的时候，以赛亚就用无花果那个树的叶子那个来医那个西西家王。
When King Hezekiah was sick, Isaiah used the leaves of the fig tree to heal him.
所以我前十几年 heart attack 以后就想补补我的身体。
So a few years when after I have the heart attack, I want to renew my health.
我几乎那个没有活命的指望。
At that time, I don't even have the hope of living on.
我可以说，常常走在那个死亡的边缘。
And many times I was just on the edge of death.
我就忽然就想到，圣经里面的食物可能会补我的身体。
Then I remember the food mentioned in the Bible, maybe it will increase my health.
所以我一说了，有很多弟兄姊妹就送我那无花果干。
And after I said it, many brothers and sisters gave me the dry fig.
有的是从德国来的。
Some came from German.
去年那个还有一个小姊妹从耶路撒冷回来，特别给我带一盒的无花果那个干。
And last year, a young sister and especially brought back the dry fig from Jerusalem.
所以葡萄树跟无花果树都代表以色列人。
So the vine and the fig tree to represent the Israel.
哪一个橄榄树也是代表以色列人。
Also the olive tree can represent Israel.
你们要常常吃橄榄油。
And you need to eat the olive oil.
那个可以去我们的胆固醇。
And it will reduce your cholesterol.
但是这都是有意义的。
And there's meaning behind it.
橄榄油就是可以点灯。
And the olive oil you can use it for lamp.
在圣殿的里面。
And to be used in the temple.
我们也需要像葡萄树一样能结果。
We need to be like the vine that.
我们也要像无花果树能够还没有开花就会结果。
And like the fig tree, even though before they have flowers, they will bear fruit.
我们也要像橄榄树，能够结了橄榄，能够成了橄榄油，能够在圣殿里使用。
And we should be like the olive tree, then the olive will produce oil that can be used in the sanctuary.
我非常的抱歉，实在时间不够，所以我就读一个地方的圣经。其他我就可以念一下，可能我在纲要里面有写。我们看列王记上第四章。
We have short time, so we just read very few verses. Let's look at First King, chapter 4.
列王记上第四章。
First King chapter 4.
这是在苏罗门时代的例子。
This is during the time of Solomon.
列王记上第四章第二十五节。
Chapter 4 verse 25.
他说苏罗门在世的例子。
So during Solomon's lifetime,
从但到别示巴的犹太人和以色列人
the Judah and Israel from Dan to Beersheba,
都在自己的葡萄树下和无花果树下安然居住。
They live in safety, each man under his own vine and fig tree.
所以拿单也有一天 也在无花果树的底下。
So one day Nathaniel was under the fig tree.
当腓力就去找拿单叶。
And Philip went to see Nathaniel.
腓力跟拿单叶说：“我已经找到弥赛亚了。”
And Philip told Nathaniel, "I have found the Messiah."
拿单叶很知道耶稣出生在拿撒勒。
And Nathaniel know that Jesus will be born, the Messiah will be born in Nazareth.
所以拿单叶就对腓力说。拿撒勒还能够出什么好的
？So Nathaniel told Philip, "What good thing can come out of Nazareth?"
主耶稣对拿单叶说
，So our Lord told Nathaniel,
拿单叶，你是一个真以色列人。
Said Nathaniel, "You are a true Israelite."
拿单叶就说，你怎么知道我的名字
？And Nathaniel said, "How do you know my name?"
哦，耶稣说，你在无花果树底下，我已经。看见了你。
And Jesus said, "I already seen you when you were under the fig tree."
所以我们常常在一棵树下，是一个非常那个轻松、非常美好的一个时候。
Many times when we are under a tree, then it's a time of relax.
那这里是描写到在所罗门的时代，人都是在葡萄树下、无花果树地树下。安然居住。
And this tells during the time of Solomon, every man they were under the fig tree and the vine in safety.
我记得我小的时候回到自己的乡下去。
I remember I went back to my own village when I was young.
在那个以前那个我的祖家有一棵番石榴树。
In the house that I lived in, there was a tree of pomegranate.
那我们那边有很多的大的石头。
And there are many big stones there.
所以他们就用石头来做椅子，做桌子。
And we will use the stone to be like the chairs.
我永远的不会忘记我童年的时候在哪一个番石榴树下面的享受。
And I would not forget my time when I was young under the tree of the pomegranate.
所以我一直的想到我有个理想。我希望有一个农庄。
So then I have this idea that I will have a ranch.
这个农庄那个我种很多的树。
And I will plant many, many trees.
我可以在树下可以安然的居住。
I can live safely under the tree.
我想这是表明说天下太平。
And that will represent there will be peace in the
world. 我们可以享受。
And we can enjoy it.
米迦第四章第四节。讲到将来的情况，主耶稣再来的时候，禧年过渡的时候，也是个人都在自己的葡萄园和无花果树的下面来享受。
And in Micah chapter 4:4, it prophesies that when the millennium kingdom comes, when Jesus comes back again, that all people will be under the fig tree and the vine tree living in relaxing.
但是特别的。主耶稣的时代就用无花果树来表征以色列人。
So in Jesus' time, he will use the fig tree to represent the Israelites.
若是我们去分得很清楚的时候，我们就说约翰福音十五章葡萄树是表明教会。
If we can put it in detail that in chapter 15 of John, the vine is representing the church.
无花果树就代表以色列人。
But the fig tree will represent the Israel.
所以在耶利米第二十四章的里面就讲到哪一个有极坏的无花果树和极好的无花果树。
So in Jeremiah chapter 24 verse 5, it does say that there will be good fig tree and then a good vine.
但是犹太人不是都是好的无花果树。
But the Judas, they are not all good fig trees.
他们常常的是变成一个不好的无花果树。
Many times they become a bad fig tree.
所以神就要在无花果树的上面要有管教。
So there will be discipline with the fig tree.
所以我们就看到主耶稣就用无花果树来做比喻。
So our Lord Jesus used the fig tree as the parable.
我只能够稍微点一点这一个 表征。
So I will just point out this particular characteristic.
让我们了解说这无花果树到底讲什么事情。
So we understand what is this fig tree is talking about.
现在我们也稍微看一看里面的内容。
So now let's look at the content of these verses.
第六节说，于是用比喻说，一个人有一棵无花果树栽在葡萄园里。
So then he told this parable, a man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard.
在这里有一个园主。
And there's an owner of this place.
有一个管园的。
And there's a gardener there.
这个园主跟管园的配合得非常好。
And they work together very well.
在我仔细的去读的时候，这个管园的并不是好像一个雇工一样的。
And I read it in detail, it seems like this gardener is not like a hired man.
这个管园的是跟哪个园主是非常的亲密。
Yes, he had a very close relationship with the owner.
这一个园主他就栽了一棵的无花果树在葡萄园的里面。
And this owner planted a fig tree in the vineyard.
在巴勒斯坦的地方，一般的无花果树不是有特别的无花果树不是有特别的培养。
And usually in the Palestine area, when you have a fig tree, you don't put a lot of effort on it.
所以你走到路旁的时候都可以看到无花果树。
So even on the roadside, you will see the fig tree.
但是葡萄园是个特别的经营。
But vineyard is a special business.
神特别的用心来建造那个葡萄园。
And God will use his time and effort to build this vineyard.
我们看到以赛亚第五章就说到哪一个葡萄园。
And we saw that in Isaiah chapter 5, they talk about this vineyard.
这是神特别的一个来培养、来设计、来经营这个葡萄园。
And God specially uses time and effort to manage this vineyard.
到了主耶稣的时候，他在马太福音第二十二章也用了葡萄园的比喻。
And when it comes to Jesus' time in Matthew 22, also used the vineyard as a parable.
所以这个葡萄园是一个特别神所建造的。
So this vineyard is specially made by God.
但是要把这个无花果树要栽在葡萄园里面。
But this fig tree is planted in a vineyard.
这个不是一个一般的情况。
It's not the normal circumstance.
这可以说是神特别的恩典。
It seems like a special grace.
特别的培植。
A special time effort.
那这一个葡萄园在哪一个地方呢？
So this vineyard, where is this at?
可以说以色列国巴勒斯坦的地方就是神所设计的葡萄园。
And it's like Israel setting this in Palestine.
神很早呼召亚伯拉罕的时候就把这个应许的美地给亚伯拉罕，应许给亚伯拉罕和亚伯拉罕的后裔。
And since a long time ago when God called Abraham, he had promised to Abraham, this is the land that you will have.
不单是亚伯拉罕的时候神把这应许告诉亚伯拉罕。
Not only this time, God told Abraham about this promise.
若是我们去读出埃及第十五章十七节的时候，神呼召摩西要带领以色列从埃及出来的时候，也告诉他说他们要把他栽在哪一个巴勒斯坦的高地。
If we read from Exodus chapter 15, we saw that God will call them out and plant them in the Palestine area.
摩西带领以色列人走过旷野，经过38年以后，当摩西写《生命记》的时候，在《生命记》第九章第五节，神又再一次的告诉摩西说，他们要把这一块的地，神要把这一块的地给以色列人。
After Moses took the Israelites around the wilderness for 38 years, after they finished, Moses wrote down again that God had promised this land to them.
到了约书亚，约书亚征服迦南地，得了迦南地以后，他在约书亚记第二十一章四十四节四十五节，神又告诉约书亚说，这一块地应许的美地，牛奶与蜜之地，乃是要给 以色列人。
Even when it comes to the time of Joshua, in Joshua 21, verse 44, again talk about that this land of milk and honey was promised to the Israelites.
那到了大卫的时代，在撒母耳记下第七章第十节，神又再一次的借着拿单先知告诉大卫说，这一块的应许之地，这一块的迦南美地，要赐给以色列人。
Even comes to the time of David that through in 2 Samuel is recorded through Nathan the prophet they tell that this land will become the land of Israelites.
我就很快的这样的说一下，但是我个人读的时候，我就觉得实实在在这一句的话是何等的宝贵。
As I read this passage, I felt that this is really, really precious verse to me.
主耶稣就说，有一个人有一棵无花果树栽在葡萄园里。
And our Lord Jesus said, there's a man who planted a fig tree in the vineyard.
对于以色列人，神为他们预备了葡萄园，却是把哪一个在路旁的无花果树要栽在葡萄园的里面。
To Israelite, God had given them the vineyard, but yet God took the fig tree that was on the roadside and put it in the vineyard.
感谢赞美主，我们今天是连接在主耶稣基督的里面的葡萄树。
And praise and thank God, now we Christians connected to the vineyard, to our Lord Jesus.
我们就是栽在那个葡萄园的里面。
We were planted inside the vineyard.
这是何等的尊贵。
Isn't that an honor to us?
这是何等的恩典。
And what a grace that will be.
这是何等的丰富。
And what an abundance that will be.
弟兄姊妹，神把我们栽在他的殿中。
God had planted us, brother and sister, into his temple.
神把我们连接在耶稣基督的里面。
God had connected us with our Jesus Christ.
我们今天觉得，哎呀，来教会还要花早上一个早上的时间。
And we may say that, oh, this coming to church, we have to spend a whole morning here.
我们想若是参加侍奉，还要来那个扫地那个。
If we join the service, then we have to like clean, mop the floor.
但是我们若是仔细去想的时候，我们就看到这是神特别的恩典。
But if we think about in detail, that this is really a special grace for us.
神的特别的恩典丰富祝福不单是给以色列人。
His special grace is his abundant blessings, not only to the Israelites.
今天也是临到你我的当中。
Today it will come upon you and I.
弟兄，实在每次的我来教会的时候，我心里面有一个渴慕。
And every time I come to church, I have a thirst in my heart.
我的渴慕就是能够在这个地方一同的来赞美神。
My thirst is that I will be together here to praise God.
我的渴慕不是站在这里给弟兄姊妹传信息。
My hope is not to spread the God, to preach to you here.
这是神给我的本分，我不得不讲。
This is my responsibility. I have to preach.
我有时候就常常想到坐在下面，我来享受呢。
And many times I think that I'll just sit down and to enjoy it.
我就常常就想到我是在葡萄的树下，给无花果树下能够安然的居住。
I will remember that I can live safely under the fig tree and the vine.
弟兄姊妹，这是神极丰富的恩典。
This is a special grace upon us, brothers and sisters.
我们实实在在要珍惜。
That we have to treasure it.
我们不要觉得勉强。
Don't think that it's like compulsive.
我们来是真是一个欢喜快乐的心来到神的面前。
Has come with a joyful heart.
用我们的心灵和诚实来敬拜他。
So we can worship him in spirit and in truth.
我想我不能够多留在这个地方。
I don't think I can dwell on this point any longer.
现在我们就看下面的一节。他来到树前找果子却找不着。
So let's continue to look. He went to look for fruits on it, but did not find any.
神把无花果树栽在葡萄园的里面有一个目的。
And God put the fig tree in a vineyard. He has a purpose.
神的恩典有一个目的。
And his grace will come with a purpose.
神的爱有一个目的。
And his love comes with a purpose.
神的拯救有一个目的。
His salvation comes with a purpose.
我不大同意说神的爱没有目的的。
I cannot agree that God's purpose is without purpose.
神的救恩没有目的的。
His salvation is without purpose.
神做每一件事情都有目的。
Everything that God does have a purpose.
神不是好像我们那样的势力说，我给你什么，你要还给我什么。
He's not like us that if I give you something, you have to return it to me.
但是他有永恒的目的。在你我的身上
But he does have an eternal purpose on you and I.
他把一个美好的环境给我们乃是要我们结果子
He gives us a good surrounding that we can bear fruit.
但是这个广人的来到葡萄园里面到这个无花果树的前面却找不着
But the man come to the fig tree and could not find any fruit.
所以第七节他就对广人的说
So in verse 7 he told the gardener
他说看啊我这三年来来到这无花果树前找果子尽找不着把它砍了吧何必白占地图
He said for 3 years now I have been coming to look for fruit on this fig tree and haven't found any Cut it down, why should it use up the soil?
我就想到大家说这个信耶稣还要叫麻烦
And people may think become a Christian has so much troubles
等一下要把它砍下来
And later on will be cut down.
弟兄姊妹，这个砍下来，跟那个在硫磺火湖里的灭亡不一样。
And this cutting down is different than the hell of fire.
虽然砍下来还是有根。
Even though it's been cut down, we still have the root.
不过把那个连根都拔起来就麻烦了。
If we root it up, then we will be in trouble.
神常常就留给我们一个机会。
And God many times will give us an opportunity.
在历史上，对以色列神，神是这样的对付以色列人。
And He's like this to the Israelite in history.
同样的，对于今天的你我也是一样。
Similarly, He will do the same to you and I today.
神总是给我们机会。
God always gives us chances.
神总是给我们时间。
He always gives us time.
但是这一个机会一过去就不再回来。
But the opportunity will not come back once it passes.
这个时间一过去再不回来。
And time will not come back once it passes.
这一个时间是有限的时间。
But, and this time is limited.
我们就说这一个园主是多厉害。
And we know that this gardener is very,
他在哪个地方找不到果子就要把它砍掉呢。
When he didn't find any fruit, he wanted to cut it down.
哎呀在这里我们仔细去看的时候种了多久。
But if we look at it in details, how long had it been?
做了三年。
3 years.
我想五号可能前两年种了桃树了。
I think Wu Hao planted a peach tree about 2 years ago.
现在有没有果子？有没有开花？
Does it have any fruit or flowers?
还没有开花。
No.
一般的果树总是要三年以后才能够开花结果。
Most trees, it takes about 3 years to have flowers and fruit.
我问林弟兄家里有几棵树果树。
I don't know, Brother Ling, how many trees he has?
桃树、梨树，出来没有？是一点点。
Ten peach tree, that's a little fruit.
现在几年？现在四年。
4 years.
把它砍了吧。
Cut it down.
我就想了怎么三年这到底什么意思
So I was thinking what is this meaning 3 years
我很多的解经家是说到主耶稣在地上传道三年半
A lot of theologians Our Lord Jesus had preached for 3 years on earth
可能就是这三年半给这棵无花果树的机会
And this 3.5 years maybe is the opportunity for the fig tree
所以犹太人仍然不悔改
But the Jews they still would not repent
所以再过了40年神就把耶路撒冷毁灭掉
So 40 years later God destroyed Jerusalem
但是有的人不赞成
But some would not agree with this feeling
但是这个三年跟三年半还是有差别
So these 3 years and 3.5 years they are different
感谢主我就在默想寻求的时候神就给我找到一个地方。
And thank God, when I was meditating on this word, God led a verse to me.
可能林弟兄你知道在哪一个地方。
My brother and sister, you know where it is?
我们看利未记第十九章，哎，我今天有一点好像在说在圣经上，但是很宝贵，你们回去多多的思考。如果是那个圣经纲要里面圣经节不够，你可以给我要那个我很仔细的纲要。
It's in Leviticus, it should be on your bulletin, but if that's not complete, you can always come to me and I'll give you more details.
利未记第十九章。
Leviticus chapter 19.
二十三节。
Verse 23.
我们注意的听好这个。利未记十九章第二十三节。
Leviticus chapter 19,
verse 23. 你们到了迦南地。栽种各样结果子的树木，就要以所结的果子如未受隔离的一样。
When you enter the land and plant any kind of fruit tree, regard it as fruit as forbidden.
他说三年之久，你们要以这些果子如未受隔离的，是不可吃的。
For 3 years, you are to consider forbidden. It must not be eaten.
但第四年所结的果子全要成为圣，要以赞美耶和华。
In the 4th year, all its fruits will be holy, an offering of praise to the Lord.
第五年你们要吃那树上的果子，好叫树给你们结果子更多。
But in the 5th year, you may eat its fruit. In this way, your harvest will be increased.
我是耶和华你们的神。
I am the Lord your God.
林弟兄，你那个结了几个果子有没有吃？哎呀，不能吃的，是不是？不能吃的，三年他说都不要吃。
Brother Lin, your fruit that you have, it seems like you should not be eating it.
那第四年要给谁？第四年要把整个的都归给耶和华。
In the 4th year, it will belong to our Jehovah God.
以后要全要全圣，用以赞美耶和华。
And it will to be holy and to give praise to God.
那到了第五年，第五年你们要吃那树上的果子。
And in the 5th year, then you can eat the fruit of it.
好叫树给你们结果子更多。
So that you can harvest even more.
这是耶和华你们神所的。
And this is said by the Lord our God.
哎，我是种田的人。
And I am a farmer.
我不大赞成。
And I don't agree.
但是今天是神的话。
But today this is the word of God.
哎，我想我们可以试一试。
Maybe we can try it out.
哎，吴浩你要注意。
And Wuhao, you have to pay attention.
And
Brother Chao, you also have to pay attention. You have a lot of trees.
是不是我们照着神的话，叫我们得着更多的丰富？
Are we to become more abundant because we follow the word of God?
这是一个考验。
And this is a test.
他说我已经种了三年。
He said, I have planted for 3 years.
他现在来到无花果树的面前是第四年。
And this, when he come here at the 4th year,
难怪第四年看不见果子，就说把它砍了吧，免得白占地图。
No one said he cannot find any fruit. He said cut it down so that it won't take up any soil.
但是这个广元的学士苦苦心心的来培养这一棵无花果树。
But the gardener had put so much effort on this fig tree.
他舍不得。
He said.Please don't do that.
弟兄姊妹，多少的时候按照神的公义，我就很早就被砍掉了。
If it's according to the righteousness of God, then I will be cut down.
但是我的主，为我钉在十字架上的主，为我升天坐在父神右边的主耶稣，他常常为我祷告，为你祷告。
But the Lord who was nailed on the cross, the Lord who will resurrect for us,He was always there to intercede and pray for us.
他知道你我的软弱。
He knows the weakness that you and I have.
他愿意为我们代求。
He wants to intercede for us.
今年且留着。
And this year, let's leave it alone.
但是要掘开土。
But then we need to plow it.
要加上缝。
and to fertilize it.
如果不结果,
if it doesn't bear fruit then we will cut it down.
圣经下面没有说,
and the Bible did not continue to say
到底有没有砍掉?
It was to cut down or not.
但是我们知道有两件事情神要工作的。
But we know that two things God will work on.
神借着我们的主耶稣基督做了两件的事情。
God had done two things with according to our Lord Jesus.
一个就是把土再挖深一点。
And one is to plow even deeper soil.
另外就是要加上肥料。
And the other is to fertilize it.
若是我们说加上缝，不大好听。
If we're to add the manure, that doesn't sound good.
但是那是一个肥料。
But that's a fertilizer.
那是一个养分, 对树说来养分,
it's really nutrition to the tree.
对我们看是一个渣滓,
to us, it's inside, it's a waste.
但是对树说乃是一个养分,
but to the tree, it's nutritious.
弟兄姊妹, 我们需要受对付,
and Burns says that we need to be.
我们为什么不结果?
Why do we not bear fruit?
我们乃是需要挖里面的一个土,
we need to plow the soil up.
我们乃是需要不断的得出来领受主给我们的养分,
to receive the nutrition from our Lord.
什么是主的养分?
What is the nutrition of the Lord?
圣灵是主的养分,
the Holy Spirit is the nutrition.
当前一个月我讲到哪一个五个童女的时候, 十个童女的时候,
and last month when I talk about the 10 virgins,
很多的弟兄姊妹有个反应说, 到底什么是油那个?
And a lot of brothers and sisters responded, what is the oil?
但是有很多的弟兄姊妹觉得需要圣灵,
and a lot of brothers and sisters say that they need the Holy Spirit.
这是圣灵在你我的心中向我们说话,
the Holy Spirit can speak to you and our hearts.
这是一个恩膏的教训,
and this is the teaching of the anointed.
自然而然就觉得我里面没有油,
and we will feel that we don't have oil.
我里面没有圣灵,
I don't have the Holy Spirit.
或者我里面没有生命,
and I don't have the life.
我里面没有主的话,
I do not have the.
我里面没有主的爱,
I don't have the love of God in me.
我们需要主的养分,
we need the nutrition from the Lord.
常常的滋润我们,
to anoint us.
但是我们需要松开我们的心田的土,
but we need to loosen up the soil within
our hearts. 多少的时候我们里面有石头,
many times we have stone within us.
以赛亚书说要挖哪个土要捡哪个石头,
and Isaiah said we need to plow up the ground and put away the stone.
哪一个石头拦住我们没有办法结果,
those stones prevent us from bearing fruit.
哪一个石头在我们的里面我们自己的哪个个件自己的硬心拦住我们没有办法吸收主给我们的养分,
the stone, the hardened heart have prevented us from taking the nutrition from God.
感谢主他仍然常常地呼召我们,
thank God he always calls us.
他的话乃是我们的养分,
his word is our nutrition.
他的生命乃是我们的养分,
his life is our nutrition.
他的圣灵乃是我们结果的养分,
and his Holy Spirit is the nutrition that needs to bear fruit.
我记得我在农业学校的时候,
I remember when I was in the school of agriculture.
当时有一个革命的元老就回到福州城外, 就要隐居了。
And there was this person went back to the town, want to just become a hermit.
他的田果园就是在我们学校的附近。
And tree field will be around the house, the school.
而且一个果园这个年纪大了元老他也没有办法自己再去种田,
this person had become old and he cannot plow the field himself.
像我现在也没有办法种菜了,
and just like I cannot plant any vegetables anymore.
所以我们现在就是希望弟兄姊妹多学习种菜,
so we just hope that brother and sister can learn to plant vegetables more.
我们这里有很多的专家了,
and we have a lot of experts here now.
所以我不需要再种,
so I do not have to plant anymore.
我去年吃的菜比以往我种的菜更多,
and last year I eat more vegetables than what I planted before.
但是我还是要讲这个, 种菜经,
but I want to speak about this, how to plant still.
在哪一个果园就荒废了,
And this fruit field is all torn out.
所以就卖给我们学校。
So they sold the field to our school.
那个时候我就负责这个果园。
And now I was in charge of this field.
所以我就带着同班的同学就去整理那个果园。
So I asked my classmate to come with me to clean up the place.
是叫我永远都不会忘记。
So I would not forget.
那个果园是桃子。
And this is peaches.
开始这个树都枯干了。Initially,
the trees are all withered.
那我们就在秋季的时候就开始把那个距离树根的外面的3-5尺，我们就挖一条沟。And
in the autumn time, it's about we plow up about 3 to 5 feet around the tree.
我们太近了，要把根那个伤了也不好。If
it's too close, then you will hurt the roots.
所以我们就在 比较远的地方，3-5尺的中间，我们挖一条沟。
So between 3 to 5 feet, we have plowed it up.
我们挖了沟以后，就把旁边的四围的草都给它除起来。
And we take up all these other grass around it.
我们就松松土。
And we just loosen up the soil.
以后我们就把这个草就埋在这个沟的里面。
And then we took the dead grass and put it in the trough.
这是我几十年的方法。
And this is the method I have used many years.
我都是用草来做肥料。
I will use the grass as the fertilizer.
那是最好的。
And this is the best.
那就是 organic. 那 culture.
And that's the organic.
那个外面的价钱很贵。
And it's very expensive, you're going to buy it.
所以要学习。
So you need to learn that.
结果我们秋天做完了以后，第二年春天就来了。
So after the fall, when the spring comes,
哎呀，每一棵树都开着一个美丽的小桃花。
And this every tree have very pretty flowers.
到了5月6月，我们快放假的时候，我们就看到一个一个的桃子，非常的大，非常的漂亮。
So from May and June come, when we're about to leave school, we saw the good big pears, peaches.
哪一个那个桃子一剥起来都是水。
When you open it up, it's all very juicy.
哎呀，我一生当中还没有第二次再吃的那样好的水蜜桃。
I have never tasted any peaches better than that.
弟兄姊妹，这不过是一个比喻。
But that's only a parable.
但是你我要结果，我们需要修理干净。
But if you and I want to bear any fruit, we must be cleaned up.
我们需要松开我们的土。
We need to plow up the soil within us.
我们需要加上养分。
And to add on the nutrition.
不单个人是这样。
Not only individually.
家庭也是一样。
In our family.
教会更需要这样。
More so at the church.
教会需要结果。
We need to bear fruit in the church.
不单要结果，要结好的果子。
Not only to bear fruit, but the good fruits.
不然那个园主说，把它砍了吧。
Otherwise, the owner will say, cut it down.
免得它白占地土。
Otherwise, it will just take up soil.
弟兄姊妹，你我都有一个身份。
And brother and sister, you and I have a responsibility.
这一个身份乃是葡萄枝子的身份。
And we have this position that we are the branches to the vine.
我们的神所要求的乃是要我们多结果子。
And the requirement of us that we are to bear more fruit.
能够为他做见证。
To be his witness.
使徒约翰给当时的犹太人说，
John the Baptist tell the people of his generation.
现在斧头已经放在树根的上面。
The axe has come upon the root already.
凡不结果子的就要被砍下。
Those who would not bear fruit will be cut down.
Oh, 神给犹太人很多的机会。
And God gives the Jews many opportunities.
最近我翻开 Kempel 所写的 The Fig Tree 那个无花果树。
And I was reading from Kempel's Fig Tree.
他特别提到犹太人今天是一个最后的机会。
And she was saying that this time is the last opportunity for the Jews.
若是他们不结果，还是仍然要被砍下去。
If they don't bear the fruit, they will be cut down.
不要自己以为说我是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
And don't say that I'm the descendants of Abraham.
神对你我也有这样的要求。
And God had this requirement of you and I too.
但愿我们能够结果子与悔改的心相称。
So we can have the heart of bearing fruit, just like
repentance. 但愿我们能够充满了圣灵。
That we will be filled with the Holy Spirit.
不断地连接在主基督的里面。
To be connected with our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们不断地来个主的向我们说话。
And God will continue to speak to us.
主的生命在你我的心中长大。
That the life of God will grow.
加拉太书第五章二十二、二十三节告诉我们说，圣灵所结的久远的果子。
In Galatians chapter 5 verse 22 and 23 tells that there are nine spiritual fruits.
仁爱、喜乐、和平。
Love, joy and peace.
仁爱、恩慈、良善。仁爱、
patience, kindness.
恩慈、良善。
And
信实、温柔、节制。
And faithfulness, gentleness and self-control.
但愿弟兄姊妹能够把这久远的果子好好的记住。
Brothers and sisters, may we remember this nine spiritual fruits.
而不单是在字面上能够记住背起来，也是真正在我们的里面，在我们的行为上能够结出果子来，与蒙的恩相称。
Not only that we can remember the fruits by its name, that these will be borne out from our life.
我想一致的我在赶路。
And I think I am hastening this.
但是时间已经到了。
But the time is already up.
但是我不得要把这个见证说出来。
But I have to tell you this testimony.
我想这是前二十五年的事情。
It's about something that happened 25 years ago.
那个时候我们常常到附近的校园去传福音。
At that time, we will share the gospel around the school.
我想我们到过 Manhattan.
I think you've been to Manhattan.
同时 Manhattan 给 Lawrence 一段的大的复兴。
And at one time, the Manhattan and Lawrence have a great revival.
他们的复兴不是说要请很多的大的讲员来，那个时候很难去听大讲员讲道。
The revival is not to invite a lot of a famous speaker. At that time, it's very hard to do so.
有弟兄姊妹就是迫切的为福音祷告。
And many brothers and sisters were praying earnestly for the revival and for the gospel.
这个时候曼哈顿有一个教授。
And there is a professor in Manhattan then.
他的师母乃是一个基督徒。
And his wife is a Christian.
但是当大复兴的时候，这一个姊妹并没有参与。
And at the revival, this sister did not join them.
她觉得这个很麻烦，等一下中国的学生来往很麻烦。
And they feel that it would be a lot of trouble, especially when the student from China came.
过了两年以后，有一位朋友就告诉我说，他的朋友有胃癌。
And a friend of mine told that.Her friend had cancer.
所以是要我去看他。
And want me to go visit him.
他就住在 KU Medical Center.
And he was staying at KU Med Center then.
我那个时候在那边，随时可以到病房去。
At that time, I can just go into any patient's room.
我第一次看他的时候，就告诉他说，我是一个基督徒。
And when the first time I saw him, I said that I'm a Christian.
他就回答我说，他也是基督徒。
And she told me that she's also a Christian.
我就带着一本中文的圣经，希望给他。
And I was taking with me a Chinese Bible. I want to give it to her.
她说她有英文圣经，她不需要中文圣经。
She said she had an English Bible. She does not need a Chinese Bible.
我们就是说我们愿意为她祷告。
So we said we want to pray for her.
我轻描淡写的把耶稣介绍给他。
And then I briefly mentioned Jesus to him, to her.
以后他就回到 Manhattan.
And later on, she went back to Manhattan.
过了两年，她又回到 KU Medical Center。
2 years later, she came back to KU Med Center.
那有人告诉我，我又去看她。
So somebody told me about that, so I went to see her.
看她的时候，她就问我说，好不好把耶稣的福音很简单的告诉她。
And when I saw her, she requested it. Can you briefly tell me about the gospel of our Lord Jesus?
我很简单的把主耶稣介绍给她。
So I introduced Jesus Christ to her.
我就告诉她说，只要你愿意开你的心门，承认你的罪，你就可以得着了主耶稣的生命。
I just simply said, if you are willing to open your heart and acknowledge him as your savior, then you can receive him.
这一次他真是诚心诚意的开他的心门接受主耶稣。
This time he truthfully opened her heart to receive Jesus as her savior.
当他接受的时候，他就大哭。
After she received Jesus, she cried loudly.
他就承认他的罪。
She acknowledged her sins.
他承认他以前并没有得着了真正的生命。
They acknowledge that before she never had true life.
虽然他读英文圣经。
Even though she'd been reading the English Bible.
虽然他读日文圣经。
And even she read the Japanese Bible.
虽然他到长老会去服侍。
Even though she served in the Church of Presbyterian.
他并没有真正的得着了主耶稣。
But she never received Jesus Christ.
他就要求我为他祷告。
So she asked me to pray for her.
她也立一个心愿说，若是主留她的生命，她永远永远的要侍奉主。
And she has a promise that if God keep her life, she will serve him.
以后她回去。
And later on she went back.
我们常常去看她。
And we went to visit her often.
那个时候，查经班的弟兄姊妹听到有这样一位师母。是基督徒。
And at that time, the Bible study heard that there is this lady that she's a Christian.
他们常常去照顾她。
And they went to take care of her.
她的先生太忙，不能照顾她。
Because her husband was too busy, cannot take care of her.
这许多爱主的年轻的弟兄姊妹把她当作母亲一样的去照顾她。
Many of these young Christians just treat her like mother to take care of her.
当我每次去看她的时候，她总是流泪。
And every time I went to see her, she would shed her tears.
她求主赦免她的罪。
To ask her to forgive her sin.
她说十多年来，她知道有查经班。
And 10 more years or so that she knows there's a Bible study group.
她一点点的负担都没有。
And she had no burden for it.
她就觉得神若是给她的时间，她要好好的来传福音。
And she said, if God gives her more time, she will share the gospel.
我想医生宣布她的年龄不久。
And the doctor said she doesn't have many days left.
她的先生就约她到南美去。
And her husband wanted her to go to South America.
她去那边去玩。
And to have a vacation there.
回来的时候，特别的，她的先生和她就到我们的家里。
And when after they came back, she and her husband came to our house.
他就送我们一个礼物。
And they gave us a gift.
这个礼物我们一直的保存在哪个地方
？And we have stored this gift around us.
这个礼物是成了我的见证。
And it becomes my warning.
这个礼物也是一个记号。
And this gift become a sign to me.
我还是挂在 basement。
And it's hung up in the basement.
这个礼物乃是个红的贝壳。
It's a red shell.
贝壳的那一个盘子。
And it's a plate.
我每逢看的时候就记住她的话。
Every time I look at it, I remember her words.
她就给我说，难道我就这样的空手见我的主吗？
And she told me, is that I'm going to go see my Lord empty-handed?
她说你要纪念这件事情。
And she said, you need to remember this.
也可以为这个做见证。
And to be a witness for this.
难道我就这样的空手见主吗？
Do I just go to the Lord empty-handed?
以后她病得越来越严重。
And her sickness became more and more serious.
她的姐姐从日本来服侍她。
And her sister came from Japan to serve her.
当我们去看她的时候，正是非常危险的时候。
And when we went to see her, she's at the last moment.
我看她一直的流汗。
And she was sweating.
因为哪一个痛苦必须要用麻醉来解决她的痛苦。
Because she needs to take morphine to sustain the pain.
但是这位姊妹真正的坚定在主的面前。
But the sister stand firm on her faith.
她拒绝那个麻醉剂。
And she refused the morphine.
她说：“我现在必须要体验主耶稣在十字架上如何的为我受苦。”
And I want to experience how my Lord Jesus had suffered for me on the cross.
最后一次我们去看她的时候，
The last time when I visited her,
她一面的流汗，一面的赞美。
She was sweating on the one side and praising God on the other.
她仍然地说：“难道我就这样的空手见主吧？”
She continued to say, "Do I just go to the Lord empty-handed?"
弟兄姊妹，这是一个对我极大的一个劝勉。
And brother and sister, this is a big encouragement to me.
神实在是把我们放在葡萄园的里面。
God had put us in a vineyard.
我们实在是感谢主的恩典。We
do thank the grace of God.
他所要求的，要我们能够结出果子来。He
wants us to bear fruit.
我们最后我们要唱601首。So
we will sing with this hymn 601.
601首，我稍微介绍一下。I
want to share this to you a little bit.
这一首诗歌乃是
And Pastor Luther wrote this hymn.
这一个牧师，他请了一个传道人。
And he invited a preacher.
这一个传道人讲道的时候就提到有一个少年人。
And this preacher talked about a young man.
这一个少年人， 他听了福音，他就接受主耶稣。
This young man, after he heard the gospel, he received Christ.
并且他要把他自己完全的奉献给主。
And he wants to dedicate his life to our Lord.
当这样的很美好的光景的时候，这一个少年人就发了癌症。
And during this time, this young man had cancer.
不久就死了。
And passed away not too long after.
最后他就说一句话说， 我岂可空手见主吧？
At the end, he had one sentence. He said, "Must I go empty-handed?"
这一句话一直在路德牧师的心中。
And this phrase dwelt in Pastor Luther's mind.
所以他就写这一首的诗歌。
So he wrote this hymn.
他说：“岂可空手，岂可去双手空空，岂可如此见主面？”
Said, "Must I go and empty-handed?" Thus, my dear, my Redeemer meet.
从无一日为主做工，未有如物献主前。
Not one day of service given him, lay no trophy at his feet.
以后，身体给穆迪同工的一位临唱诗的。
And there was this person was co-working with Moody, and he was leading the song.
他编这个诗歌的时候， 也做了一个见证。
When he arranged this psalm, he also gave a testimony.
有一个非常不好的一个人。
There's a very bad person.
他有一天到教会去。
One day he went to church.
当他在听到的时候，这就听了这一首的诗歌。
When he was listening, he heard this song.
他听到第三节的时候说：“从前犯罪，数费岁月。” 假若现在能赎回，我必完全奉献无缺，若行主旨不再违。And
that was in verse 3, it said, "Older years and sinning wasted, could I but recall them now? I will give them to my Savior, to His will I gladly bow."
当他听到这样的唱这一节的时候，他是发现他是一个罪大恶极的人。
When he sang this third verse, he noticed that he is a great sinner.
但是他觉得他 他就不敢向前承认他的罪。
But he could not come to acknowledge his sin.
所以他就回去。
So he went back home.
但是神借着这一首诗歌，圣灵借着这一首诗歌，一直在这个罪大恶极的人的心中。
But through this song, it continued to dwell in this bad person.
他忍不住了。
And then he could not take it anymore.
他下午又去聚会。
And then he went to the church in the afternoon.
下午的聚会还是唱着一首诗歌。
And they still sing the same song in the afternoon.
他真正的愿意来到主的面前，承认他的罪，并接受主耶稣。
Then he finally came to our Lord Jesus and acknowledged his sin and received the Savior.
或许今天你觉得我是不是这样的空手见主吧？
Do you feel like you go to God empty-handed today?
当我们唱的时候，我们是不是有个回应？
When we sing this, can we have a response?
我想我们唱完以后，有几位弟兄为这事情祷告。
And after we finish singing, maybe a few brothers and sisters can pray.
为教会祷告。
To pray for the church.
我们每一个人需要复兴。
We need that revival.
我们家庭需要复兴。
Our family need that revival.
我们的教会需要复兴。
Our church need the revival.
我们个人需要结果。
Our individual person need to bear fruit.
我们家庭需要结果。
Our family need to bear fruit.
我们的全教会也需要结果。
And the whole church need to bear fruit.
让我们把美好的果子献在主的面前。
May we dedicate our fruit to our Lord Jesus.
好，我们一起唱。我们起立唱歌。
Stand.
601首。
601。
诗歌天生是很不提改变。 诗篇三位领导你
Yes, Father, as we come to you, we meditate on your words. We thought about how much fruit have we bear in our lifetime, as an individual person, or as a family, or as a church. What can we bring to you in one day when we see you again? Is something we brought to you are worthless and meaningless, or some fruits that you would compliment on that we have done good? And Father, we just feel like we really haven't done much. Seems like we will be going to you empty-handed, and we don't have much fruit that we can take to you. And Father, we pray that this will give us warning. We don't know how many days we will have in the future. We don't know how long we can live. But we dread the thought of coming to you empty-handed. We dread the thought that we come to you without any fruit, that you will have to cut us down. Father, we pray that this warning will dwell in our mind so that we will live our life differently to bear fruit in our life. We pray that this word will continue to be in us. In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. 亲爱的主，我每逢到你的面前，我们实在要赞美你奇妙的作为，坐在我们的身上。我们要感谢你，你奇妙的恩典丰富赏给你的众儿女，所以我们能够每逢到你的面前聚集的时候，敬拜的时候，我们不得不称颂你，实在是把我们放在极美的地方。主啊，我们在主耶稣基督的里面已经得着了那一个应许的美地，我们也是成了你葡萄树的枝子，也是在你的培养的里面。恩主啊，我们继续的求主做工在我们的心中，做工在我们的中间，愿你时时这样主啊，做挖土的工作，愿你的生命，愿你的话，愿你的圣灵加给我们的养分，好让我们能够结出果子来，与你的恩相称。主啊，我们不但需要你生命的果子，需要圣灵所结的果子，我们更是需要成圣的果子，仁义的果子，传福音的果子，复活的果子。主啊，求主加增给我们，加增你的教给每一个你的儿女，加给你的教会，好让这一个教会真是能够在你的面前蒙做你的悦纳。祝福你自己的工作，祝福主啊，把属灵的祝福和我们需要生活上的祝福都赏给我们，好让我们更多的能够爱你，更多的侍奉你，保守我们的心怀意念在你的面前，靠耶稣基督的名求的，阿门。